This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
David Martin Harris is the CEO of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, one of this year's Melbourne Awards finalists in the LGBTIQA+ category. And under David's leadership, the festival has become a home for connection and celebration, drawing audiences from across Australia and beyond to share stories that reflect the full spectrum of queer experience. So what does this recognition mean for the team, and how do they keep building spaces where queer voices and cinema can shine? David, welcome to Drive. Welcome back to Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, I mean, it's been so long. It's been like, what, 2 weeks?
It has been. But yeah. Before we're going to ask you about the awards, I want to ask you, next week is a big week for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm opening a festival.
Opening a festival?
Yeah, on Thursday. Kind of got a little shindig going on Thursday night for about 11 days. 13 to 23 November, folks. The festival is on.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited. It's such a build-up, like and then finally we get to see a community come in, and it's a real relief actually when people walk through the doors, because you're like, oh, all our friends are here to the party. Oh, they showed up. Yeah,
I can feel the build-up though. I can feel the energy to the opening night. Opening night next Thursday, is it?
Yeah, Thursday evening at Palace Kino, and we're taking over Colin's place for a huge after party in the atrium. Yeah,
One week. Yeah. Like, you're panicking.
I'm not panicking. I'm surprisingly relaxed.
I know, which is really cool to see.
Hey, Valium helps.
Let's talk about the awards. Being a finalist in the LGBTIQA+ category of the Melbourne Awards, what does that recognition mean for the team, you and the team?
Well, gosh, I think it's a recognition of a lot of really hard work by hundreds of people. You know, the festivals are, it's a very small dedicated, wonderful group of programmers and arts administrators and community members and a board of volunteers. And then, you know, this extends out to the, you know, 150, 200 volunteers that we have front of house, all of our supporters. It's a, you know, I think Melbourne Queer Film Festival just doesn't come down to one or two people, you know. It's the whole community and a huge amount of people and passion and drive coming together. And it's recognition of all of those people's time, effort, and the art and the experiences that we bring to people. So, yeah, we're pretty proud to be a finalist this year.
I think it's fantastic. What I love about MQFF is we just rock up.
Yeah.
And it works. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's like, how much preparation goes into it?
It's a whole year. It is a whole year of preparation. A huge amount of work, a huge amount of hours, and a lot of watching. You know, like the team watched like 300 hours worth of films this year. That's from the programming side alone, but it's a lot of fundraising. We need to raise about $500,000 a year in fundraising to get this festival off the ground. And shout out to everybody who supports us financially. Love all of you. Mm. You're the backbone of what we do, and our donors. It's a huge amount of work.
How many programs
This is about 100 programs, 100 screenings.
100 screenings?
Yeah, 100 screenings this year. It's about, off the top of my head, it's about 134 films in total.
That's absolutely amazing. In terms of, I suppose, how does the festival balance global queer cinema with locally rooted community stories?
Yeah. Well, we're pro-quota.
Uh-huh.
Certain politicians don't like quotas. We do. We want to ensure that, you know, Australian films and Australian stories are centred in the program. First Nations Australian stories are centred in the program as well. So we do make sure that we're reaching those quotas in terms of the amount of content. It's around 20-25% of our program will be Australian. And that's pretty common for film festivals around the world, right? They're general global platforms of film, but they're also exhibitions of local content and support for local content. We also fund local films. We commission local filmmakers and premiere their works in Victoria as well, in Melbourne. So, you know, our Pitch Please winning film by Muhammad Awad, Flight Risk, which is hysterically funny, premieres at our opening night. And we're pairing that with Queens of the Dead this year. And that's, you know, that leverages and it supports the filmmakers' practice to get onto the global stage with their films. So there's lots of different ways that we support Australian work. We balance that stuff by We look at the International Film Festival circuit and we program in the best that we can get in. And we also get open call outs from all, we do an open call out and we get about 300 to 600 submissions from all over the world of films each year that we work through.
Flight Risk, tell us about that.
So Muhammad Awad is a multiplicitary artist and filmmaker who is just running out of ways to express themselves. and it's kind of based on it's a short 15-minute film that won the Pitch Please competition. So it was a competitive process. And it covers a tale. He gets basically pulled aside in airport security on his way to Dubai to meet up with a sugar daddy, and the police, he's an Arab person, and he's suspected of being an ISIS supporter. So it's hysterical, tongue-in-cheek, very politically astute comedy. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. I'm very of the time.
Opening night, have tickets, is it sold out?
Still some available.
And if we want to get them, we head to the MQFF.com website. Yep. Now, filmmaking has changed a lot in recent years, I suppose, in terms of how festivals are run, etc., access to them. Not all of us can go and see a film in person in a cinema. How has MQFF responded to those changes?
Yeah, it's really important that we offer multiple ways for people to access queer stories. And MQFF Plus is our online streaming platform, and there's an incredible selection of shorts and features on there. So people can view them in regional Australia. Anybody who, you know, can't get out of their home for whatever reason, or they need to view things at home and feel connected, have a few buddies over, have a little watch party on MQFF Plus. That'll be launching in about a week. So that's just available nationwide.
For anyone.
And we wanted to make a commitment to making sure that this independent queer voice culture could reach regional and remote communities and others.
We're chatting with David Martin Harris, CEO of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, that is a finalist in this year's Melbourne Awards. You're up with some stiff competition. Like, there's some great LGBTQIA plus community groups out there. If you win, what are you going to say?
I haven't decided that yet. I don't know. I haven't gotten past my opening night speech yet.
Have you got a speech?
I'd say a word or two.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. I guess we're just really grateful for the recognition of our work. You know, it's been my life, this festival, for the last 4 years, like literally.
Is it take over your life, does it?
Yeah, it does times. Yeah. I mean, we get a downtime in the off season, but it's pretty intense. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love the community. It's an absolute privilege. Don't get me wrong. It's a real privilege. And I think I have one of the best jobs in the world. But I think the recognition of what we do, and on a shoestring as well for community, and that love that we and care that we give to community. My team, our team, and our board have great sensitivity and great care for community. And that recognition would mean a lot.
Well, it's certainly one of the leading festivals in Melbourne, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait for it to start next week. If someone hasn't attended a festival like this before, what would you say to them?
Come. It is an open meeting place for the community, no matter where you are in your
open meeting place. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a connector and binder for community. It's our church, you know. It's where you can come and experience culture and meet new friends. Come and talk to people, talk to anybody. It's a really amazing way to connect with your community, cross sections of the community. Something like 35 or 40% of our audience members are attending alone. They're coming to meet new people and make friends and, you know, get a little date. The person sitting next to you in the theatre, you know, might be your new ex-husband. Yeah. Who knows? Like, it's the amount of people who have met their life partner at MQFF is just phenomenal. I get these stories all the time. Oh, I met my husband. Oh, I met my wife. You know, it's absolutely incredible how many people meet their partners at MQFF. I still haven't met mine. I'm single
now,
by the way.
But you'll be there open night?
I'm on the market again, people. So, you know, put it out there on radio now.
I got the text number 0427 coming in.
Yeah, come. It's so inviting, and it's a great way to feel solidarity with community. So I know a lot of people are feeling alone at the moment, and there's a lot of issues out there in the world. the connection is the antidote to so many of the issues that we have and the bad ways that we feel. And coming to the festival is a really wonderful way to access it. And there's multiple access points for people. There's daily concession. You don't have to have a lot of money. It's really important for people to know this as well. We've got daily concession rush tickets, which are like $13. That go out, subscribe to our EDM. You can get it. If you've got a concession card, you can rock up to our box office at Nova and get a $13 ticket to see your film. So
that's fantastic.
There's plenty of ways to access the festival.
So access the festival, meet your new husband.
Yep. Like, or wife or them.
Or wife or them or yep. whatever. And also, don't forget, you get to see yourself represented on
Absolutely. That's screen. The most powerful thing. Yeah, seeing your stories on screen. It is our bread and butter. It's what we do.
To David, congratulations Thank on you. Being a finalist in the awards. I want everyone to win. It's
so do I. I mean, Thorn Harbour, like what legends? What bloody legends?
And it just
can
shows,
I say that on radio?
Yeah, you can, because you know what? It just shows what community groups do and the power that community groups have in terms of shaping communities and changing. I think it's amazing. I think it's great.
Thank you so much.
So we'll be cheering for you all next week at the Melbourne Awards.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.